ministry of Nelson Ihiagu. Be stirred as you listen.
This afternoon, I want to be preaching a word. Amen. God, I beg. The name of the sermon is Avoiding Balaam. Balaam is what you call Balaam. Avoiding Balaam. Praise the Lord. Give me revelation. Pastor Ghanaians now, so. Give me Revelation 2, verse 4. Apparently, I didn't know it's August. He said August. I said August. Revelation 2:14. August. Well, we lost the final. So I plan to suspend all Ghanaians in church for like a week. But it didn't work. Revelation 2:14, all right? It says, but I have a few things against you. Because, you know what? Let's take this verse from verse 1. Revelation 2. Let's start from verse 1. I will come down to 14. Let's start from verse 1. Now, the word angel here, of course, means they are pastors, right? It does not mean they are ministering spirits. It means they are pastors. It says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus. An angel is messenger, so the pastors of the church. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Next verse. I know your works. This is to what church? Come on, guys. You need to see, we need to do this together. You need to respond back to me. And please, could you put the time, even when you put the scriptures, put the time somewhere, bottom left or right, so I can see. To what church? It says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those that say that they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. Next verse. Let's be running fast. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become what? Weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have what? Left your first love. Next verse. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. We're going to go on. Listen, I think it's a very interesting and important thing, important privilege to be corrected of the Lord. Because he who the Lord loves, he what? Chastises. If the Lord will not correct you, you are not a son. And then the one who doesn't receive correction is not behaving like a son. So speaking to this church, he said, you have done many other things, but there's one thing you are lacking at. That first love, those first works, you have lost it. Listen, you know, the more I read the Bible, the more, you know, especially talking about Paul, when you read 2 Corinthians 8, he said, as you grow in, you are bound. Remember, he's talking to the Corinthian church. This was a church that abounded in spiritual gifts. He said, you are abounded in knowledge and doctrine and revelation. I believe those ones are spiritual gifts, not teaching, right? And then he now says, abound in this grace also, the giving grace. Abound in it also. Very interesting. So it means that you are not just supposed to be a boss in one corner of spiritual devotion. Spiritual devotion is supposed to be entire. There is no such thing as I'm a prayer guy. I'm a word guy. Listen, I've said this many times and I'll say it again. Selective devotion is idolatry. Selective devotion is idolatry. If you say, I'm not really a praise person, I'm a worship person, idolatry. Because the truth of the matter is, most times when it comes to things like that, it's not really the Lord that we love. It's how those practices make us feel that we love. Remember someone said, you know, we should just, there should just be some services. If we just come, we just do worship for 2 hours and we go home. You will be a daft believer. You will not know the Bible. Satan will make mess of you. Just they play and they play. He will make a mess of you. Help me appreciate my brother-in-law, everybody. Now, is that how you appreciate PDR? Praise God. I don't marry your sister now. Amen. I wanted to say a joke now, but somebody will take it far. So let me not say it. So there is a... the joke had made me forget. Yes. They said, we should just have a service that is 2 hours long. Let's just worship. See, the truth is this. In matters like that, it's not about God. It's about how it makes us feel. Goosebumps can be because of the presence of God. Goosebumps can also be because of your emotions. Have you watched those times when Michael Jackson come and people are screaming and actually passing out? It's not the Spirit of God. It's not. And you see, there are emotional responses or physical responses to what God does in people's heart. He whom we have not seen, we love. And we rejoice with joy unspeakable. So we have not seen the one that is the object of our faith, but we love him. And yet we rejoice at his coming. So there's an emotional response to the divine. Come on, are you with me? Because there are people who talk down on this thing and say it's just emotions. In your faith, there are holy emotions. There are responses. Jonathan Edwards wrote a treatise on this whole thing. You know, 9 things to prove that it's not necessarily God or the devil. And then 5 things to prove that then it may be of God. I'll talk more about that maybe in the evening. But those things, when people watch those things, they are happy. Or when they see the worship song. And that should even bring us to something. Listen, we are to stay with orthodoxy. It does not matter how sweet the song sounds. If the song is not doctrinally correct, it's not correct. It's not. It's not. Personally, I don't have a problem with chants. But we can't always be singing chants. We can't. He said it just comes with an atmosphere and invades your presence. Because you are feeling goosebumps. You may just be excited. It could also be God. I'm not saying it's not. Don't quote me. But I'm just saying we must be... I'm tempted to sing a song. But pray for me, I will not. We must... It's not just how the song is vibrating. The drummer is doing kish, you're like, hi, is he God in the room? It's not God, it's drum. It's drum. And that's why sometimes it's enough to just say, stop. Let's think it through. See, I have a heart. I'm a charismatic Pentecostal through and through. Right? But I've had conversations with Pentecostals and I'm embarrassed. Somebody can just stand up here now and say, "Ea, ladawa, siada, thus saith the Lord," and we'll make doctrine of that. Have you not seen books written by interviews with demons? A full treatise on how the Marine Kingdom works. Because you had an interview with a lying spirit, or punish the devil. I'm just saying we need to be serious. We play too much. That's just what I'm trying to say. We're talking about doctrine. You say, where are your workings? Is something wrong with you? People that talk like that are usually under a spell. Because, what do you mean? When we're having a doctrinal conversation, the only workings you must bring is scriptures, not God's generals. You don't like what I'm saying. I know, I was called to do it. You must bring scriptures. Show it. Show why you believe this. The word of God is for proof. It's for evidence. That's where you show workings. It's not just, it works for me. It also worked for Moses. He struck the rock but was punished later. So talk to me. I'm saying, see, you can't think that there is a way you will grow in your relationship with God away from your knowledge of God. See, if your knowledge of God is corrupted, your walk with God will be corrupted. Yes. And that's why a teacher must not just be careful of what he's saying. He must be careful of how he's saying it. The people like disciples know, I'm very careful how I pick my words in saying things. Because you will say something. Somebody will hear something else. But then again, there are other things that are also outrightly taught. Usually, false teachings are usually, or let me put it this way. Some false teachings are usually the logical conclusion of preceding false teachings. Usually. False teaching does not end. Another generation will come that will say, you have gone this far. The glory of the latter house. They will carry it for you. They will say that you prod. I want to prophesy. They will carry it front. When we handle the word of God for light, or when we say things like, you know, when we gather, this is not what that verse means, but it's dangerous theology. When we gather, the cloud of witnesses are here. So as we're here, Kenneth Hagin is here. Why? To do what? Kenneth Hagin is here. Ora Robert is here. You know, when I see people, it's funny. It's a... I see the prophet from time to time. You may need deliverance. So I see the prophet. Other, you know, people say they see Isaiah, Elijah. He say, I see Nahum. Nahum. He said, the other day, Obadiah escorted Nahum. He see Nahum every 3 weeks. Some people have not read the book. Say Nahum. Now, we are saying Kenneth Hagin is here. All these people are here. Another generation will come. That will say Elohim. Yeah, they play. Will say, ah, God. I heard someone say, shall I say, which one shall I say now? And not say. For example, I heard someone say this. And we don't know how dangerous it is. He said, long story short, he was calling himself I am. Weed. Avoid it. Esha Aurora. My fucking easy. Take it little by little. On new creation realities that have made you lose your mind. We are Christ. Alagba. He said, you know, we are mini Christ. There's Christ in finance, Christ in business. Christ means anointed one. It was specific about somebody. Christos is the Greek. Messiah is the Hebrew. He was talking about one person. Jesus, you are not him. We are, you know, the Holy Spirit is here. So I am holy. So I am a Holy Spirit. You are also crazy. Easy. This thing you are... The one you are taking is fermented. See, there's one thing I usually do. And I have an acquaintance who doesn't like it. He says I hate philosophy. But I really don't. But because I like to stop where the Bible stops. If he no tell us, he no tell us. Don't read into it. Don't say he stopped here, but we can infer that. Mm-mm. Leave him. So if I'm trying to choose my words. For example, Jesus. I've heard people say things like, we are way makers, you are not. Are you God? Many times we cross the lines thinking we are God. Or things that only attribute to God. You now say, because he's my father, I can do it like him. Easy. Calm down. See, first of all, let me say this. Scriptures are holy. And we must approach them as such. These are hallowed words. You must approach it as such. We must be careful. Choose your words well. God is here. I carry God. I carry God. God is here. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't stretch it. Don't now begin to say, I am where the angels are worshiping. I am the spirit realm. Legion. That's how they talk. Call yourself only what scriptures call you. Say about yourself only what Jesus said. See, it happened to me. I love a song so much. It took me about 2 weeks to release the song. Because I know that the song, something's wrong with it. And I like the song. I will not sing it. Don't worry. After a while, I just gave up. Because scriptures were just poking up. It's not correct. And I drop it. It's not. I try to explain. See, do you know what I've learned? When the explanation is wrong, is long, chances are. See, when the explanation is really long, chances are. It's not correct. But you see, when you check the Greek here, the Hebrew here, then you go 3 verses back. And then, you know, now I'm not advocating for lazy study. All right? I'm not advocating for that. I'm just saying, when you have to do a lot, twist the text, you turn it up and down, you shake it up. By the time we are looking at it, we don't understand what they said again. See, by the end of teaching, we say, what is the topic again? What is the topic? See, I've decided to take the word of God at face value. Again, scriptures are hallowed, and you must approach it as such. I was reading, someone did a parody. He said, these things we have, people died for this book in your hand or on your iPad. But yet, we know they read them. I said this before we started church. I said, the closer you are to your Bible, the further you are from deception. The closer you are to your Bible, rightly exegeted, the further you are from deception. Teachings don't leave you the same. You may think it is strengthening your assurance of salvation when you hear things like, even if Jesus comes and I'm fornicating, I'm going to heaven. You would think it's strengthening your conviction on your security in Christ. Best believe, it is reducing your resolve against fornication. It is. It does. Even if I sin, God forgives. They should flog you. See, we are not just to teach what the apostles taught, we are to teach it how they taught it. I'm tempted to go through this entire chapter. We can do it. Let's go. It says, remember the first works. Remember the things that were before. Go back. So listen, God is not just looking for some aspects of your life to be okay. He's looking for all aspects of your life. TC, are you with me? Lagos, are you with me? God is looking for all aspects of your life to be okay. If worship is not entire, it's not complete. Not just it's not complete. If it's not entire, it's not worship. Hey, when we sing songs, songs are just a minute part of worship. When the songs you are singing are disconnected from your heart, that's a show. That's a show. That is a better belief. That's a show. The songs must agree with your heart. Your life must testify of what you are singing. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. You are stingy. And I went like 3 keys higher, right? 3 notes higher. That you are, see, best belief. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. You are dating Ahmed. I think it's a prophetic word. It's in the house. It's in the house. Can I prophesy? Pastor Tony, you're supposed to be with the second mic. You say, prophesy, my father. You are a naked wire. Mommy Tony. You are a naked wire. Oh God. And I was watching that video. I laughed myself to tears. See, I didn't care about the prophecy. It's the hype. It's the hype. And then the woman, the man asked, you see, there's something about my video. If you watch one, you must watch two. And I was already on the third video. I said, Papa, it's a grace. Just go on. He said, prophesy, my father. You power not be powder. Prophet, you are a naked wire. I laughed myself to tears. Like, I say, God, we don't talk prophetic to show. Oh, unless you repent. See, he was talking to a church. Are you guys with me? He was talking to a church and telling them to what? You're not with me. He was telling them to what? There is a place for repentance. And it's not just to change your mind. It's not just metanoia. The other words for repentance, 3 words majorly. LM. All offshoots of the same word. When repent is not just, I changed my mind. See, God, I'm going into many things. I'll still go back to my sermon. When you sin as a believer and you just move on like nothing happened, better believe you are hardened. Oh, yes. Those of you, maybe the Lord has delivered you and helped you out of sexual struggle or habits that are sin that is habitual. The first day, you felt very bad. After a while, you finesse. You finish and say, "Ma talo bokos, shada da da da." That's why you see people that are very prayerful and wicked. It's practice. You grow in unrighteousness. When you see now, you just move on, or you just shake your head and say, "It's not me. It's not me. I didn't do that. That's not me. That's the old man." Alaye, it's me now. It's me. It's not you. It's me. See, when you do things like that, you go to the Lord. You run to Him. And say, "Lord, this is wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize. I receive grace to help in the time of this." Is don't move on. Don't shake your. I've heard stories of people that from the bed of fornication, you open Bible to read what? Where is that tenderness? Many of them, it is how grace was taught to us that made it happen to you like that. Is how grace was taught to you. You're not a disgrace. Is how it was taught. So if you check that tenderness, it's not there. You will see believers that are taking pre-wedding shoots. You know they've been shooting other things. You will know. You know 12 of their relationship. Jesus is outside. He's still knocking. Yes. Your hand is below. Average. Below average. Average is 50. Your hand is 48. We can tell. So if you are doing that with cloth, where all of us will see it, what are you doing where only God sees? Again, the believer is empowered above sin. He's empowered above sin. Oh, Jesus. Let's go on. Let me finish this verse. Let me finish this chapter. Give me next. Let's run. Verse 6. Unless you repent. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitan. So he said you try for this one too. Good. Next verse. He that had an ear, let him hear. Next verse. Say to the churches. To the church in Smyrna, write. This thing says the first and the last. Who was dead and came to life is the head of the church that is talking. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. See, he says, I know your works, tribulation and poverty. They were in poverty, but in the eyes of God, they were what? They were rich. Many things a lot of people consider wealth here, when they stand before God, will realize his poverty. They will realize his poverty. You should be afraid that there are things that we can hold on to now. And then when you stand before God, it will not count for anything. I did an IG live and I put an excerpt on IG. I said, even the excerpt, they bless me. Amen. See, when you stand before God, you realize money does not have a voice. It doesn't. So Paul will say, tell those who are rich in this world that they be generous and they lay for themselves treasures. So when you give to the saints, give to God's cause, lay for yourself what? Treasures. 1 Timothy 6, from verse 17, 18, 19. But I synagogue of Satan. Next verse. Let's run. Let's run with this verse. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death. I will give you the crown of life. Go to the next verse. Look at this. Who is telling them they will suffer? Talk to me now. Who is telling them they will suffer? Listen to me. You are not redeemed from persecution. You go. You know, the psalmist said, then go feel it. You will feel it. Body go tell you. You are not redeemed from persecution. Everybody go collect. People died. They drag you on Twitter. You are sad. Oga Jima Sunjari, wake up. People died for this thing. They say you are a fanatic. He that has an ear, let him hear. Next verse. To the church at Pergamos. You know what? Let's even go to the... I'm coming back to the church at Pergamos. That's where I'm even premising my sermon on. Let's go to verse 18. He said, verse 18, and to the angel of the church in Thyatira, write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. Next verse. I know your works, love, service, faith, and patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Next verse. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. Give me a minute. I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. What this figuratively means basically was they had mixed teachings. They started teaching strange things, revelations the apostles did not have. They are deeper than Paul. This is even under time. But go to Revelation 3:1. Revelation 3:1. Let me land here, then enter back to my sermon. Revelation 3:1. It said, and to the angel of the church in where? Sardis, write. These things say he who has the seven spirit of God and the seven stars. This one scares me a lot. He said, I know your works. See, first of all, Jesus starts by saying, I know your works. It means that there is nothing you are doing that is hidden. You can't hide. You should be afraid that we are going to stand before a God who knows all things. You are naked before him. He starts by saying, I sabi you, my G. I know your what? Works. He said, I know your works. That, look, please. Please, are you guys with me? He said that you have a name, that you are alive, but are dead. It means that the church at Sardis looked like that church that was popping. They were that church that was happening. They were that church that looked alive. Everybody says there were other churches, but there was the church, Sardis International Christian Center. Sick. Come and be healed. They were like, this is where things are happening. They say, our daddy, Archbishop, prophet, apostle. Right? He said, you have a name. See, others see you as alive. But what's one thing that hits me on this verse is when he says, I know your works. You can't pretend. I know your works. See, when a man encounters this God, you see all he is and all you are not. You will see him well. I think about it. The guy that said, I'm a man of unclean lips. He was not a harlot. He was a prophet. He says, I know your works. You are alive. You have a name that you are alive. Your fame is noised abroad. This boy is oily. There's grace on his tomorrow. There's a jim in his voice. When he raises worship, the grace is in the house. He said, you have a name, but you are dead. See, the one whose estimation matters is the one who knows our works. I read 2 Corinthians 4. He hit me. He said, judge nothing before it's time. Judge nothing because our works will be tried. The one who knows all things will try our works. I cannot look at somebody's work and from an eternal standpoint now say, you are doing a great job. I can't. Like I said, from an eternal standpoint, from a physical standpoint, I can't. From an eternal standpoint, I can't say, you are doing a great job. Your work is phenomenal. Gee. I can't say that from an eternal standpoint. And that's why he says, judge nothing before. He said, if we be servants of men, we can't be said to be servants of God. A friend of mine posted a video. There's a church. This church, the church in the U.S., there are 32,000 on a Sunday morning. And then that Sunday morning, they were singing a song. Now, the usher was not singing. They were singing a song by usher. You're not getting it. They were singing a song by who? The pastor now wore referee cloth. And rather than bringing down strongholds, he was dancing on a wrecking ball. And singing what song? Wrecking Ball. Miley Cyrus. He was singing it. I said, who is that? He said, that's the pastor. I said, why do we play? You are dealing with people's eternity. You are singing Wrecking Ball. You will be wrecked, sir. I assure you. Think about it. 32,000 people. Sunday morning, Wrecking Ball. There's the one who is the Lord of the church. Yeah, you will answer to him. Yes, you will answer to him. You will, 32,000 people. And of course, the sermon is like 20 minutes. Let's just give a quick word. Let's wrap it up. Matthew, if you people know where I'm going already. It's where we are teaching moral therapeutic deism. We just feel good. It's in you. You can do better. You are better than this. There's a treasure within you. You can help yourself. Okay. Okay. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away. Sing every tongue, every in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall... Come on, let's sing it one more time. Hey, sing every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away. Lord, this will be true. Knees will truly bow. I believe that the reason we are not seeing a lot... See, I'm a charismatic. Not seatbelt. Proper, full charismatic. Not crazy too. But I am very hopeful for the move of the Spirit. I believe the reason we are not seeing some radical testimonies is because the real Jesus has not been taught. In many circles. Let me put it that way. Many people are encountering a Jesus with makeup. A Jesus that is made to look great. So God will not back up that one with science. He will not. Oh my God. How many of you grew up in Foursquare? Raise your hand. Raise it high. Raise it high. Come on. Assemblies of God. Model Redeem. OG Redeem. Raise your hand. Which other OG Pentecostal churches do we have? Salem. That's Archbishop Samamaga. All those OG churches. When people got saved, they got saved. Am I lying? I'm lying. As in, the Spirit of God hit people. Our parents have testimonies. Ask them. Ask them. The prayer life that hit your mom since she was 20, she still has it. You are not still sure whether she still speaks in tongues. Because her tongue is just two minutes. In the entire 1 hour prayer. She will not pray Yoruba throughout. But she may be the reason you have sense. See, let me say, if you have a praying mom here, get her a gift. Today. This month. Don't transfer it. Give her. Say, mommy, you are a blessing. It may not be money. It could be money. Buy her something and just say, mommy, the reason why I have brain, you prayed for me. You deserve this one. Take. Come on, are you with me? I heard the story of someone who, he just hated this guy. He was in the military. Now, this guy's mom, he's a man of God. His mom wrote down prophecies. His mom, they used to pray every week or so before he was born. His mom wrote down prophecies about him before he was born. After he came, after he got saved and saw the book, he had fulfilled half. He had fulfilled half. He's in the army. Somebody was not disturbing him one time in the camp. He just hated him. His mom said, "What's his name?" See, my mother-in-law is probably watching. My mother-in-law is one of the most prayerful women I know. I know. Mommy games. My mother-in-law, leave that thing. Mommy will pray in night, then pray by five. Then I'm like, Mommy, sleep, ma. Please sleep. They still pray in the evening. They now tell me, that's how the other day on the prayer platform, they said, I said, I believe you, Mommy. Just be praying and be going. Crossover. So once Mommy gets the word for the year, she asks for the one for TEC and join it together. I say, Mommy, ride on, ma. See, and I can't separate that fact from the fact that all my two new siblings and my wife, all of them are saved. And not just whitewash saved. They love Jesus. It's Mommy. I can't separate it. This is not my sermon. I don't know why I'm here. But if you have a prayerful mom, I have a friend. He's a pastor now. He's pastoring a church under another church. He said he was growing in a way he didn't like. He was hardening. He said he was setting in a wrong direction. As in S-E-T-T-I-N-G. He was setting in that direction. Meaning he was already getting hard on that direction. His mom did not say anything. She just, because what he was doing was not outrightly wrong. She just started praying and wrote prophecies about him. He saw it later. And saw fulfillment. I won't even, let me push it further. I'm not talking to the women alone, the men. What would you hand over to your children? My children will not but love the Lord, not just that, know that the gifts of the Spirit are for today. I know someone, he's an evangelist, he flows in, Jesus told him when he was younger, he said, when you get older, he's an American evangelist. That guy, if he was in Nigeria, he'll be a senior prophet. Very, he just called me. He said, come, Rachel, I'm seeing there's a pain in your back. That's because of the disc, the C2 and the C3 have crashed together. It happened. Is that true? And now I'm seeing the right? And then he just goes, he prays, heals, healings. Now, his son was so angry. Now, that family, their grandfather got saved. The four boys are in ministry. Then their children too. I mean, I'm like, God, what is on this lineage? Anyways. So this evangelist's son and then his other brother. So maybe my son and Pastor Ini's son. Now, they are both driving in the car. Now, and I'm the evangelist. My son is now complaining to Pastor Ini's son. There's something my dad did to me. I hated it. The guy now said, even if my dad can hear me in the spirit now, I don't care. Because he knows. He knows. I heard that somebody went to pick the man from the airport. The man was reading the guy's email. I said, Bagbeo, it is there. And I love the fact that it's not a show. The man is ministering to God's people. Thank you, PT. Help me appreciate Pastor Tony, everybody. Pastor Tony is the leader of the Triumphant Church. Amen. All right. So he said, even if my dad can hear me in the spirit, because the man never switched off Jesus. He never did. He never what? Did. Why am I saying this? Because I read a tweet that broke my heart. There's a guy who was known as a prophet. His son later grew up and started writing. He said, he's the one that used to gather information for his father from the church members. He's the one that is to gather information from them. You know, there's word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and word of what? Research. God forbid. I will now come here after researching. I'll say, I'm seeing an Eniola. I don't know. Eniola Fatoyinbo, who are you? Stand up. I'm seeing, I don't know, I'm seeing. Is it two sisters I'm seeing? But you are lying. God will punish you, sir. And you've researched. And I said, the Lord said, you should be afraid. You should be afraid. See, you know, every time there's this argument of can an accurate prophet miss prophetic words, etc. My point is this. I have an opinion on that. But this is the better point. If you prophesy publicly and it does not come to pass, apologize publicly. All our prophets that said Trump will be president, many of them are still prophesying. Nobody has apologized. The Lord said Tinubu will pass over. He's still the president. Nobody has, all the prophets, nobody has apologized. You don't like what I'm saying? See, if we were more strict on ourselves, we'll be bashed less. We'll be bashed less. A native doctor is on the pulpit. We are saying you don't attack a brother. He's not my brother. He's an Ezemo. And usually when you say show workings, we don't know a man of God by miracles. The Dibia in villages, they run things. They run things. Miracles validate a ministry. Don't get me wrong. They do. Right? God confirming his word. God confirmed the signs of the apostles. God did all those things. Don't get me wrong. God has always confirmed ministries with miracles from the Old Testament. He told Moses, with this rod in your hand, you'll do signs. Make no mistake. I'm not talking down on miracles. What I'm talking down on is we need to wake up and be serious. If you prophesy publicly and it does not happen, sir, come out. I heard someone that prophesied that Trump will win. Trump did not win. He said, I'm not going to apologize for what I heard the Lord say. Who lied? So who lied? Is it the Lord? Is it the Lord? I'm petty die. So there's this boy that said, he was saying that, I believe the prophet. I said, no problem. That Trump will not win. He was there. Biden was sworn. I said, bro, how far? He said, don't worry. I still believe. They said it will be overturned. I said, 6 months after, I know they forget. I said, how far? He said, I'm still holding on to the word of God. I asked him 1 year after. He said, it's like it did not happen. I asked him yesterday. That'd be 2 days ago. I said, how far now? He told me that, I don't even know what's going on. You know, your prophets missed it. They missed it. Heard the story of, this was in the 60s or so, in the US. A man who used to call for a healing meeting, they caught him because there was a lady that stood up from the wheelchair in his meeting, that has stood up from wheelchair in 3 other cities. See, I am Luke Abadabara Tafana Karida Kabono Kuradias. Lord, move in our day. You see, I like when prophecies come to pass. The prophetic word I gave at OSM, you know, see it happen now. Those that are close to me, I explained it to. Because this God, Nga, we go to prison, sir. Don't worry. Let me not talk. We go to prison. Yes. In the words of the sage, Mr. Richard. Lie was sad. What was I saying? See, I'm saying this. I have, you know, and my friend Mo. Mo is a charismatic twist, Pentecostal. We spent a lot. We've prayed. I think we spent like twice praying. I've just not had time. We should be doing it more consistently. Praying for the charismatic movement. That Lord, the word of God will break out in our day. Charismatics that are not just fire in their heart, they know things. They know things. We are easy. We are very gullible. We are the opposite of our other brothers. Our other brethren are too cynical and skeptical. We are too gullible. Once they just say, the Lord say, he say, talk to me. Talk to me. There are 18 of you. If you sow your car, I will rub my sweat and lay it on you. You too, carry car. You deserve to be defrauded. You deserve it. Please, I'm sounding an alarm. Hear me. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit not because I've seen them work, but because I read my Bible. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit because I believe in tongues. I believe in all those things. Not just because of anything, but because of the word of the Lord. Shaitan, where is she? Amen. Were you here when I said your name? Answer now. Nobody knows it's you. Were you here? Okay, no, he's not answering. Praise the Lord. I will do what you hate. I promise you. Help me appreciate more, everybody. Okay. We're very gullible. That's my point. We must be serious. Listen to me. Mo is now preaching. Look at me. Thank you. Why do you believe what you believe? Is it because they told you? Why? I said Balaam, have you? See, that prophecy thing is a whole other conversation. But my point is this. People just prophesy chaff and get away with it. And then we now say, you know, we now make excuses. You said Tinubu, you said Obi will win, sir. You said Obi will win. In our case, he said we did not partner with his word. Eh? Power, sir. You're a liar. Don't say that. The prophecy was not conditional. It was the Lord. Somebody posted something on Facebook and deleted it after. He said, I say this by the decree of the watchers of the universe. Pastor, you remember that post now? He said, I'm saying this by the decree of the watchers of the universe. Tinubu will not win. Oh-ho! Who is lying? You or the watchers? See, because I love the things of the Spirit, I'm looking forward to prophetic words, the genuine move of the Spirit in our day. Huh? That's why we should clamp down on fake things. And again, just pray. It's not just actually pray. Do you know the discipline it takes to do jazz? Badger, you know now, you do it occasionally. Right? Badger has experience, praise the Lord. So, my people, see, the reason we are easy targets is because we don't know how to sit down. We can't defend what we are saying. We are saying, Isha works for me, come and beat me. That's not a defense. Hey. I'm just going to rush on this. The Bible speaks of Revelation 2:14. Let's go back. It speaks of the doctrine of who? Of who now? Say Balaam. You know, Balaam. Please. I'm not from what's that place called again? Agidingbe. There's Agidingbe. There's Ajangbadi. Those are local places. I've not been there in a while. He said, but I have a few things against you because you have there those who hold the doctrine of who? Who have taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols. And to commit what? Sexual immorality. When he says, you know, when the Bible says they didn't know anything except the doctrine or the baptism of John, right? It just means that they were only baptized in John and they were only taught John's teaching, meaning to wait for the Messiah to come. Come on, are you listening to me? That's all they know. But when it talks of the Bible usually used people as archetypes to represent things. When the Bible talks of Korah, Jude talks about them, he speaks of rebellion. Rebellion. Right? It's just that we use Jezebel a lot. Now everything is Jezebel's spirit. I don't tire. Anyways. But that's exactly, I have time, so I'm going to run through this. We're going to stream the song. Then I'm going to wrap up my sermon and we prepare for the evening session. Is that fine? 2 Peter 2, 15. So here he talks about the doctrine of Balaam. He says it teaches people to eat things sacrificed to idols. How will you interpret that? The way Paul did it, i.e., you're going to, they are telling them that they can cast off virtuous restraint and they can practice things even when they are at the detriment of the faith of others. So Paul, of course, teaches that an idol is nothing in this world, but for conscience sake, for your brother's sake, don't ask, just eat in the market. Right? But if it will cause your brother to stumble, leave meat and touch God. If it will cause your brother to stumble, just leave it alone. So that's. But then he says, to commit sexual immorality. You see this thing, what I just said now, when he says, you can be fornicating. If you are fornicating, as far as you are saved, it's your body, it's your spirit that is saved. So your body is still trying to catch up. So when you fornicate, it does not touch your spirit. Your ear just be hearing Balaam. Anything that arouses anything that gives the flesh opportunity to perform is lost thereof. Balaam. And to eat things sacrificed to idols. Next verse. Pastor Lisa, I hope you are prepping up the song and everything. All right. I said 2 Peter 2:15. Let's read from, should I open my iPad? I thought the screen would help me. Okay, perfect. Let's read from verse 13. It says, and they will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishing, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you. Having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. Next verse. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of who? Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Go back. Let me see the verse prior. It mentioned something very interesting. It said, have their heart trained in covetous practices and have gone away. See, Balaam was a prophet of God, but a king paid the prophet, Numbers 22, to curse the children of Israel. Anything that is reward for what Jesus has done for you is wages of unrighteousness. You are becoming like Balaam. Any teaching that waters down consecration, any teaching that what I'm saying this thing because it is a cancer, is difficult to unlearn. Anything that waters down consecration, anything that waters down what shows that you are saved, anything that helps you pamper sin and piousness side by side is wrong. You don't take bribes, but you facilitate it and they pass you handouts. After all, I'm not taking it directly. Wages of unrighteousness. You can't steal and give tithe. Are you not afraid? Do you want an Ananias and Sapphira? Balaam forsook the right way and went the way of unrighteousness. Lord Jesus. Same thing in 2 Peter 2 and then Jude 1. In fact, the context of this one was false teachers. That was the context of this. False teachers. Teachings that are enticing against the way of the Lord. Teachings that are enticing, please pay attention. Teachings that are enticing against the way of the Lord. Teachings that are swaying you from right. Swaying you from what Jesus has said. Society is priming us to live against our values. It will not be normal for you to be living with a guy you are not married to. It will not be normal to spend the night in his house. It will not, you say, you know, when the new age, try and understand, I will never. You know, it's normal we just date, you know, you must, your hand will travel sometimes. It doesn't amputate your hand. See, consistently in 2 Peter used that. One thing he consistently mentions is that sexual freedom that our generation craves. Please, I beg you. I beg you. When your manhood maneuvers your mannerisms, you become less of a man. Any man who is manhood maneuvers his mannerisms is not a man. Mr. Richard, the sage. Like I said, life serving. See, do you know what the Bible says? It says, a man who has no control over his spirit is like a city without walls. I.e., a man who cannot control his appetites. How did you kill rats? You just put the poison on what they will already like. You didn't put the poison on foam. They won't eat foam. Well, some rats are mad. But, I mean, so if there is some of you's house that you just started living alone, now you appreciate your parents more. There's really nothing to eat, so they eat your money. So, the rat, what's the rat do again now? The rat will just, you only poison what the rat would eat. You don't poison what the rat has no interest in. If you want to destroy a man, it's his appetites. So, consistently we say, cast off the old man, lay aside, crucify, mortify the deeds of the flesh. Consistent instruction. Because listen, sin will ruin you. Sin will make a man a beast. Proverbs like to put it this way, that immorality will reduce a man to bread. Yes. It will. I'm just going to preach this, then we pray, because time is going. Usually, see, anything you have to any teaching that will encourage you to sacrifice for wages of unrighteousness, swaying you from the right way to the wrong way, is a teaching that has its origin in a place called, or an archetype in a person called Balaam. I heard this story. A man of God, Jesus appeared to him and said, go to a place in the south and start a walk. And he did, and the church is doing well. I mean, the man is a good teacher of the word, but miracles. Serious. When I say miracles, in his church, there are 14 people that have been raised from the dead. So somebody came to him and said, is it true? He said, that's them. Ask. Yeah. So, I mean, those kind of miracles, genuine. Yeah. HIV turned, medically verified, that the person was slim, then the person now is robust. And the person is still alive. In fact, it was AIDS at that time. I mean, medically verified testimonies, not chaff. Not then, say, or medically verified. Somebody appeared, somebody came and met him and said, so you are telling me, so somebody came to him and told him, so you have this grace and you are in this country. Said, instead of you to go to Abuja or Lagos, where there are people, say instead of where there are quality souls, you know, whining mind, emphasis mind. He said, instead of you to go to those places. He said, don't you know that's why Jesus didn't start his ministry anywhere else but Jeru? I said, Balaam. See, do you know the scary thing? That guy can actually start a church in Lagos and it will explode. It will. But that's the scary thing. The fact that it is big does not mean it is God. And at that point, nobody can tell you are wrong. Because you will show workings. Nobody can tell you are wrong. You can't look at somebody pastoring a church of 20 and say they are failing. How do you know? How do you know? Because the truth is, not everybody will be a mega church pastor. Not everybody will have private jets. Not everybody will do all these things, but not, at the same time, it doesn't make them less servants of God. See, if you look at somebody and the way his shoe is shining, the suit is well shaped, you say, this must be the anointing. That thing shaking inside is called greed. It's not the anointing, it's greed. And we must learn to catch our hearts from time to time. Don't mask it under, I want to have money for the kingdom. Stop that nonsense. Don't hide it. Don't hide it. You want to have money for the kingdom, but you are spending more time at work than church. The primary way kingdom financing is done is all of us owning all things in common and giving. That's primarily how it's done. Now in Romans 12, speaks of people who, you know, have gifts of giving and things like that. That one said they. But what I'm trying to say is, don't say, my call is to the mountain of management consulting. And you don't preach. You don't preach in the office. Are you an undercover agent? Preach now. Listen, the primary way we take over the kingdoms of the world is by preaching. In your office, if you don't preach, you are not taking anything. You must preach. You must preach. How God wins spaces, spheres, all those things is by having men in those. And how, somebody put it this way. He said, a Christian is someone who has met another Christian. Or a Christian is someone who has met one. Because the gospel was preached to them. That's how it is. See, let's not exchange gold for brass. Let's not exchange the methods that were handed down to us by Jesus and the apostles. We must do every other thing. But you see that preaching, we cannot be exempted from it. Your workplace, your career cannot be your purpose. Because Jesus sent us into all the world not to be fine bankers, lawyers, and to be the richest. That's not what he sent us to do. He sent us to preach. See, Matthew 28 is your purpose. Don't say, I'm looking, I want to know what my... Your purpose, sir, is Matthew, going to all the world. Teaching all nations, baptizing them. Teaching them to obey all I have commanded you. That's your purpose. That's your purpose. That's what you should pour your life like a libation doing. That's what you should do. That's what you should do. So your career at the very best is what? A vehicle. It's a platform. God can now use you to reach the guy who may never come to church because you walk in the same space. So you can now share the gospel to him. You can keep sharing sermons, say, you know, you have this question. Why don't you listen to this sermon? First talk to them. Then say, okay, why don't you come to church? Let somebody be grounded because of you. Because can I tell you something? The world will keep getting darker. It will. It will. And God's heart is men. Make no mistake, I believe we should confront things like what Daily Wire does. I believe it's the Lord's work. I believe we need more, the Lord's work in quotes. I believe we need more platforms like that. Like that. That will confront those spaces. 9 reasons why sex before marriage is wrong. We didn't quote the Bible. Just a lecture, a conversation. Then you now realize that the God of the Hebrews is wise. People that cohabit 50 years, 2 years after their marriage, they have a 50% chance of being separating. Yes, statistics. I wish I still had the source. 50% chance. Also, when you start having sex before marriage, you say you are in love. You don't know it's orgasm. You are not seeing straight. So when they say, no, she's married, leave her, she can say it. When they say things like, you are not, this person is a horrible person. You say, you don't know this girl. She does what no man can do. Say, you don't know this girl. I assure you, there are people, there are some of your friends in love. Tie their name to candle and begin to pray. I mean that figuratively, not literally. Because they will not, for somebody say, they will not hear you. All kinds of tongues. Just, oh Lord, intervene. Scatter. My God is faithful. Scatter. See, once sex enters, you are not seeing straight. You are not seeing, you know, get waiting, we want to inform you. He said, can't you see the red flag? You say, I love red. It's my favorite color. So there's what red gives me. Nothing else. Everybody is seeing this person is bad. Your friends, your family, even those that don't too talk to you, they say, this girl. But you say, I say, you don't know. Because of backdoor things, you can't see straight. See, if anybody is having sex in your relationship, don't just have sex for a while. All the issues you have will rise to the surface. It will rise. And you now realize you've been with a goat. Nobody can get offended now. Do you know why? Because everybody thinks it's the other person that is a goat, not them. So, because I like to say it. The person the Lord said you should not date, God may be saving them. Yes. Listen, I want us to pray a little bit before we go on. Then we wrap up the session. My people, let me say this. The man in Christ is empowered above sin. See, practice reverence in your life. Don't be in the gathering of the saints and be pressing your phone if you are not taking notes. Some of you are thinking I'm talking to you. Yes, because I've seen you press your phone. Yes. Don't be in the gathering of the saints. What is that message that cannot wait till break? Every time I want to go on a social media break, sometimes I think, what will I miss? And my, like, if it's urgent, they will call me. So let's go. Practice the little things. Practice coming early. Practice praying before church. You were taught in Sunday school, but now you are a big boy. Practice coming with something to write. Or get something. Take some notes. If you don't jot things down, how will you what? Practice. Practice reverence. On Sunday, don't miss church because of the slightest thing. Let them know that if you invite her on Sunday, she's not coming home. See, in this world, if they are not calling you pastor, there's a problem. Oh, you don't know. Your conviction is not loud enough. Oh. If they are not calling you pastor, sometimes it's a defense. You put your, he get gist when no go come your side. You're the one that be telling me, they'll say, I don't want to spoil you. See, the Bible says, in malice be children. There are things you will never be mature for. Once it's for mature minds only, you are not mature enough. We are all adults here. I'm still my mother's child. Once you are in a party and they just say, or you are in a gathering, and it's all right, truth or dare, you say, okay, oh, that's my cue. Home, Ilea. One day, why are you doing like saying, now you holy past? I'm holier than you at least. In 2024, you want to use Christianese to shame me? Please, come off it. So why are you doing like saying, are you holy? At least I'm holier than you. I don't do these things. See, as a child of God, don't play with your consecration. Every time it echoes in my mind more recently, no fornicator, no effeminate, no, they will not inherit the kingdom. What that simply means, it does not mean work saved. It just means that people on that will inherit the kingdom of God or on that side of it, or heading to that side of eternity, don't behave like this. They don't behave like this. Let your Sunday be touch your Monday. Don't use foul language. You are a rapper. F-bomb, just dropping it. Psh, psh, psh. Then you come on Sunday. Hallelujah. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar, sir. Don't let that be your testimony. If you are doing this thing, do it well. Let's not lie to each other. Let's not fool ourselves. If you believe in prayer, like pray. I said this, saving faith alone saves, but saving faith is not alone. Faith alone saves, but saving faith is not alone. A man that is saved will have good works. If you don't have good works, I can look at you on the authority of an epistle and say you may not be saved. I can beat my chest and say you are a bad boy. Come on, are you listening to me? Rise to your feet.
I trust you were blessed by the teaching of God's word. Nelson the Hardware Ministries is a mandate that seeks to see men saved, trained, and sent. For more ministry content, visit us at t.me/NelsonTheHardware. And for contact details, follow on Instagram at NelsonTheHardware. God bless you.